Good evening. I'm Gordon Festick from AntiWindowsCatalog.com, and I'm speaking from inside a 2007 Dodge Ram 1500 Crew Cab, driving in southern Manitoba. This is a marvelous truck. It has four doors, seats five comfortably, and even takes E85 fuel, which is interesting considering that E85 isn't available in Manitoba yet. But I'm not an expert on trucks. I'm an expert on personal computers, and today I want to talk about Windows Vista, released 4 months ago today by Microsoft, and raising criticisms all across the computer industry. By far, the most criticized feature of Vista is something called user account control. What user account control says is if you do something that changes the computer, like change some computer-specific setting, or install software for all of its users, or delete some system files accidentally, or pick up a piece of malicious software for all of its troubles, it'll raise a warning asking you, "Are you sure you want to do this?" Apparently, this warning is raised a lot, especially when you run programs not designed for Windows Vista. The problem is these older programs change the computer as part of their routine operation. To me, this is poor design, and when you can choose a program designed for Vista over a program not designed for Vista, why would you choose a program that's going to raise warning flags every 10 seconds? I mean, to me, that's like driving in a truck that beeps at you every 10 seconds just because you didn't wear your seatbelt. Excuse me a moment. There. Now where was I? The really ironic thing is way too many computer support sites are telling you how to disable user account control. I mean, seriously. How many automobile enthusiast sites tell you how to cut out your car seatbelts? Face it, Microsoft's trying to tell you something here, and they're not the first ones to do this. Put on your computer seatbelts and drive the information highway safely. I'm Gordon Fessick for Pan Am Internet Services, and I run AntiWindowsCatalog.com. Go to pan-am.ca and look for the link that says the Anti-Windows Catalog.